Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a prize every week.
Okay, we're going to see what happens here.
Unmuted? I don't feel muted.
No, you're not muted now.
Oh.
I'm
How are you doing? I can almost hear you.
Yeah. It's weird. I think it's something on Blog Talk side.
Yeah.
I had to call in on my phone.
Interesting. Well, but I got you, and there you are, and you know what? This happened once before, and you know what? It worked pretty well. That wasn't as planned, though.
No, it never seems to go as planned.
No, uh-uh.
But, you know, how do you plan a break? You take a break. We're here to take a break with people. And
exactly.
Actually, today is a live show. Today's June 3rd, 2021. And we're getting stoned.
Yeah. Yeah. Figuratively speaking, for a lot of people, you know.
Well, we're talking about the word of the day, which is Paleolithic.
Paleolithic, okay.
And Paleolithic literally means old stone.
Old stone. So
now, if you
I
talk
know
about
it, it's a. I know it's an ancient historic, like, time period.
Yeah,
so the
Paleolithic era.
Age?
Well,
mm-hmm.
No, old stone is old stone. But then you've got the Paleolithic era. And that's the time in human history when people mostly, to find food, they foraged, hunt, and fished. Now, the Paleolithic is also an archaeology term. And that's related to the early phase of the Stone Age.
I see. Okay. That was one of my favorite subjects in school, was archaeology and anthropology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Stone Age lasted about 2.5 million years.
Wow.
They used primitive stone implements, like arrowheads and knives. But then there are things like lower, middle, and upper Paleolithic.
So those are different time periods?
Yes.
Ah. Now, one of the things that we know is that while they were having their stone tools and all that, working and warring and all the stuff that they ever did, they also did some pretty cool things. They also, people did art and music back then too.
Yeah.
You know,
in
a previous show, we talked about, I told my grandson when he was young, anything can be an instrument, a musical instrument. And I'm sure people were banging on stones and trees and who knows whatever they could get a hold of throughout time.
Oh, I would imagine so, because people have been drumming forever, it seems like. And drumming,
yeah.
I think, is one of the most primitive forms of music that children engage in. You know, they grab a wooden spoon, a pot, and hopefully it's wooden instead of a metal spoon in a pot, and start
yeah.
banging and clanging and making a lot of racket. But, you know, the idea of it is to release something inside, I think. I told you the other day, I don't know what they're called. I should probably look it up. But I want to get one of those big Japanese drums that you just pound on with a mallet.
Yeah. Well, let's get one. Yeah, definitely.
I like the way you say that. Let's get one. Yeah, no problem.
Well, I mean, we'll get one.
Because
I have a drums myself.
Nice.
You know, and
I mean,
these drums
are like 4 foot wide, I think.
Yeah.
They're Taiko.
Yeah.
Taiko drum. And they have a Japanese form of drumming called kumidaiko.
Mm-hmm.
And did you know that it was predominantly used in the military arena?
Really? I suppose that'd be a way to communicate out across the battlefield, you know, with signals.
Probably
like
so.
Like a bugle.
It's an open-ended wooden barrel with animal skin stretched over both ends, played with two big wooden sticks.
Wow.
Now, here we go. Oh, this isn't terrible. The Taiko 1 drum set will be out in July and cost $1,500.
Okay. That's cool.
That's not terrible.
I found
the answer to your question. Military drummers have played a crucial role in warfare throughout history. Soldiers marched to battle to the sound of the drums and used the beat to regulate the loading and reloading of their weapons during battle. Drummers were also used to raise morale during the fight.
Wow. That's pretty wild. I didn't think about that, but before like the mid-1800s, when people went to battle in the West, they would battle, they'd line all up with their muskets full of the ball that they're going to shoot, and then they'd shoot all in a line, and then they'd kneel down or back up, and the other people would come up in front, and they'd line up and shoot all at once. And then while they were stepping back, that's when they're loading their guns. So they all have to be at the same time. So the drums, oh, my goodness, how amazing. That's better than a walkie-talkie.
Oh, yeah, it probably goes farther, too.
Yeah, no batteries.
Did you know that there are studies that say a daily dose of drumming is positive to your health and well-being? It reduces blood pressure, improves cognitive function, reduces pain, and prevents depression.
I believe it.
That's why drumming circles have gotten so popular.
Yeah. I heard the last one in the local area was like over 100 people or so, maybe. That's huge. That's a lot of people. That's awesome. That's what Stonehenge was about, I guess.
Talking about stones, yeah.
Yeah. That was for,
did you know
for
the biggest talent. The biggest Japanese drum weighs 3.5 tons? And it's 3.8 meters long. Only the most experienced drummers are allowed to play it.
Wow. I mean.
And they were created to mimic thunder.
Does it say what they're made of? I mean, are they wooden or stone?
I think they're wooden barrels with some kind of animal skin stretched over it.
That's a big drum.
That's a big drum. But, you know, we need to talk a little bit about our topic of the day, getting stoned.
Okay. Getting stoned, okay.
Well, actually, you mentioned it briefly when you talked about the artists in this Paleolithic era. Mm-hmm. There was a cave in southwestern France in the Lascaux area. They found paintings inside there that date back to 20,000 BC.
pretty darned awesome.
Yeah. They were discovered on September 12th, 1940. These are the most famous examples of prehistoric cave paintings. And they found over 600 or close to 600 paintings on the interior walls. And most of those are paintings of animals.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just think
and
how
you know what, do you know what they painted with?
Huh.
Well, they made charcoal, you know, just by burning sticks and blowing out the fire before it consumed it. But they used their fingers, and they used different kinds of metal.
Wow. Very cool.
Because,
I mean, I know the metal minerals give the rocks the different colors. I know that.
Yes, yes. And they were extremely well preserved, probably because of the way the cave had been, I guess it was sealed off. I should do some more research into that.
Well, that's my recollection. That's my recollection is that it had a particular, like, environment that was really conducive to it, like sealed off maybe way back in, something like that. Like, I remember hearing about it now. It's pretty wild stuff. Though, I'll tell you this, that I've studied history for many years, even taught it before. And the thing is that I think that we really have taught ourselves things that we really have no idea how old a lot of this stuff really is, honestly. We say we have this proof and all that. But, you know, come on. What would you say, 40,000 years B.C.?
20 is what they said.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's, who knows?
And that's a guess.
Yeah. I know carbon dating is pretty precise in a lot of regards, but I mean, in all honesty, I who knows? Who knows? Pretty awesome.
Well, the paintings in this cave include horses, deer, stags, bovines, felines, and what appear to be mythical creatures.
Very cool. Like maybe something that isn't around anymore, perhaps.
Exactly. They could have not. They might not be mythical. To, you know, at that 20,000 years ago, who wants to say what's mythical and what was real?
Sure. Oh, exactly. I'm so believing in that. I mean, there's too many stories of giants not to believe there used to be races of giants on the earth. I believe, honestly.
Oh,
we have skeletons,
yeah.
You know? Andre.
Andre Edward Prosper Beru was the archaeologist who, I guess, he first studied these caves.
Mm-hmm.
And the cavern was 66 feet wide and 16 feet high. And they were painted all over the ceilings. Now, how did they get up there?
Unless it was underwater at that time.
I don't know.
That's
interesting. That's very possible.
And who knows, maybe they had the capacity to levitate themselves, too. Who knows? Maybe they had long sticks.
Exactly. According to this research, there's only one human-type picture that was found in the caves.
Really?
Yeah.
The only depiction, you're saying the only depiction of a human?
Yeah, everything else was animals.
Wow.
Oh, did you know four teenagers stumbled on the cave?
Huh.
They were just hiking and they followed their dog.
That's pretty wild.
They think the cave was used for hunting and religious rites.
Well, yeah, that's scientists always. They don't know. It's always religion or, food.
Well, the cave was open to public in 1948, but they closed it in 1963 because they had used artificial lights in the cave so people could see it. Those lights faded the colors, and it caused algae to grow.
Oh, yeah.
So they,
totally they the
replicated it. They created a replica of the caves, and they opened it in 1983.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, so you can get an idea of what it looks like.
Did they say how many did you already say how many pictures there were, different images?
It was like, let me look again. I had it just a second ago. Where did I put that?
Well, I just keep going back to the significance.
Something like 1,400 specific images.
Well, I'm wondering if one person did them all. That one person.
I don't know. And there's no way for them to know.
No.
They speculated
I mean,
about that.
Sure seems to reason.
Well, there were a lot of handprints on the wall of different sizes. So that could have been like, I was here. I signed up here. Which would kind of go along with religion, you know. Here's my handprint.
Yeah.
I join your religion.
Sure, sure. Associate with the images, the spirit of the images, yeah. How interesting. Well, very cool.
But it did appear that they were mostly hunting type pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But who's to say what was going on in their mind? You know, were they hunting or were they just showing what kind of pictures there were?
Mm-hmm.
Why does anybody draw anything, Gene?
Well, I mean, if I draw something, usually it's because I want to communicate something. Sometimes to myself, like if I want to see something, like making a list sort of thing. But if I can,
mm-hmm.
You don't know what in the world I'm talking about. Just give me a pencil and paper and I'll draw a box with a little line. Oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, guess what time it is?
Well, I see now. Well, I'll tell you what. Everybody out there who is listening, thanks for joining us today. We had a little bit of technical difficulties at the beginning, but we made up for it at the end here. Happy you chose to take a break with us today, and we look forward to hearing from you guys online. Check with us every weekday at noon Eastern. Visit BeUnique.org for details about all of our great shows.
That's BUNEKE.org. Bye, everybody.
Yeah. See ya.
Bye, Gene.
Bye.